Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. What is next for the United States, Russia, Israel, Korea, U.S. politics, the future of President Trump, and the wall? You may be asking, what's in store for me in 2019? Do you want to know what God is saying?
Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, Hank Kuhneman, we've known each other a number of years, and so I get a chance to see someone's track record when they're a prophet. And you had a prophecy about when a president of the United States will die, there'll be a new era for the United States. Tell me about that.
It was in October 14th, 2015. The Spirit of God began to prophesy, and he said, look, when a former president shall be laid to rest or die. He said, it shall be an end of a thing and a beginning of something new that shall be declared and known as a new era. In fact, the news even declared it with George Bush Sr.'s passing. USA News even declared that his passing, just like what the prophecy said, is an end of an era and a beginning of something new. But here's what's powerful about this, Sid. On November 30th is when George Bush Sr. Passed. Something happened that the Lord prophesied 3 years in advance on that October 14th. He said, when this former president dies, do not be afraid. When the soil of your nation shall begin to shake, United States. On the very same day, on November 30th, there was a 7.0 earthquake in Alaska.
That's big earthquake.
Yes. Now think about this. When the Son of God, the Messiah, was on the cross and said, it is finished, there was an earthquake, and it signified a new era. Okay? And so this is very important for us who are wanting to know what God is saying. And the Northern Hemisphere, we are to keep our eye upon it. Because Alaska isn't just Alaska. Alaska represents the shaking of the Northern Hemisphere for something that God wants. This that's happening is a great and new era that has to do with an awakening globally, not just for the United States, but for whatever nation you're watching. And it also represents that things that have been, it's not going to be that way any longer. And so North Korea, for example, North Africa, Russia, Europe, United States, and God is saying that there is something that is happening with this Northern Hemisphere, even with what just happened, is a raising up of North America the Great. Now, I hear the Spirit of God say this, I walk among the earth at this time, and I'm walking and I'm measuring the hunger and the thirst of those that are of my kingdom. But why do you fear, says the Spirit of God, the things that are taking place in the earth? For you must see with my eyes, and you must hear with the voice of my spirit that speaks at this moment. For there shall be a great and glorious move of my hand that shall come upon the northern hemisphere of this earth. For I still hold this earth in my hand, says the Lord. Keep your eyes upon the United States. Keep your eyes upon even North America, for I shall raise it up and cause it to be great. Do not think, United States, that the division that is upon you now shall always be this way. For out of your division shall come a unity, says the Spirit of God. I know what I'm doing. And watch how I begin to show that my compassion outweighs your politics. Do not be afraid of the things that you are seeing now, for there is a new era that is upon you. What do I mean, says the Spirit of God? I say to you in this season and in this time, there is a movement that has begun in you, United States, that shall be known as a put it back movement. And you shall see where they will declare, in God we trust, but there shall be the name of my son declared. And there shall even be a monument that shall be erected in your land. You say impossible. Watch what I do. For the name of Yeshua shall be declared in a national monument as the name of your God, United States. And this shall be a sign. And they shall also declare it in Hebrew. And there shall be prayer that shall come once again. For they said, we have taken God out. It's time that we shall put him back. Do not think that the shaking of your soil is a coincidence. For I am shaking the things that have been held by demonic power so that I may bring my plan and my purpose at this time, and I will not be stopped. Do you think that a Democratic Party can stop me? The Spirit of God says, I rode on a donkey before. I know how to ride on them too. And I know how to take the pride of an elephant and humble them and unite them to bring an end to the division. And yes, listen to me now, says the Spirit of God, I also know how to deal with the stubbornness of a Mueller and his team. And I will not be stopped in my agenda upon this nation, says the Spirit of God.
Isn't our God strong enough to shift everything? And it's going to be in our lifetime. My next guest has a word for you. Find out, he has a prophetic word for you. Find out, for those that have never had a prophetic word, you're going to get one from my next guest. And I want you to find out, those that have had prophetic words, how to break the spirit of delay. Next.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. I have Larry Sparks here. Larry, I've known you for a long time. And you were normally not someone that says, I had a vision.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a word. And all of a sudden, you have kicked into the prophetic vein, but you heard a word on one of my favorite subjects, and that is the library in heaven. And this guy is so interested in books and publishing. I mean, if I was God and I was going to pick someone to see the library in heaven, Larry Sparks would be the guy.
Yeah, well, it was interesting. I had this vision as I was putting together this prophetic compilation. Lord, what are you doing in 2019? And I haven't had many visions, Sid. I've maybe had four or five in my whole life. So I need to lay hands on myself and get more somehow. But I had this vision, and I saw all these magnificent bookshelves. Beautiful books, but they were all filled with dust. They had accumulated a lot of dust, and I knew the presence of the Lord was there. And I said, God, what are these books, and why is there dust on them? And the Lord spoke with grief in his heart, and he said, this is the library of unfulfilled prophecy. And these books don't belong in heaven. They belong manifest in the earth. And I said, well, God, how do we shift this? And just as soon as I felt God in there grieved, I felt the fire of God, the power of God, step in. I don't know how to explain this in language except that I felt the footstep of God step into the library, and the ruach, the wind of God, blew the dust off of all the books. And God said, I'm doing this, and I'm revealing myself as the sovereign God. He said, and I even sense it right now for those of you who have had promises and prophecies, and you feel like they're on a shelf somewhere, and they very well may be. You might have received them. They sounded too big, too good to be true, but you knew they were the Lord. And the Lord is saying right now, the sovereign God is stepping in. You might not even have sought the Lord. You might have even thought, out of sight, out of mind, I got these prophetic words, and now it's almost like you forgot them. The Lord says, I haven't forgotten them. And he is stepping in, Sid, and that wind is blowing off the dust, and it's time for those to come off the shelf and become manifested realities, destinies coming to pass in the earth. Thanks.
You, You heard a word about delay.
Yeah.
What was that word?
I was sitting at a good Jewish deli one day, and
you didn't invite me.
I should have. I said, it's amazing the revelation you get at those places. I was having a turkey sandwich, and all of a sudden, randomly, I know it wasn't random anymore. The Lord spoke those three words: no more delay. And it was on October.
Stop for a second. Look in the camera and say that. I want this to go right inside of you when he says it.
And I felt the thunder of God on it. And he said, no more delay. And I just declare right now, the heart of God, I feel the presence of the Lord on this, is not for you to tolerate and accommodate delay. And he's not only breaking a spirit of delay, he's changing a theology of delay that the church has accommodated, because we've seen so many prophecies and we've heard so many promises and we've just accepted they've not come to pass. So it must not be God's will. But the Lord is saying right now, if I haven't told you no, then it's still my will for it to come to pass. And I was sitting there having a turkey sandwich, and all of a sudden the Lord gave me those three words. And it seems so out of the blue. This was October 6th of last year. And that night, a prophet friend of mine who's been on your show, Lana Vosser, texted me. And she said, Larry, all she wrote was Revelation 10:6. And I said, okay, Revelation 10:6. But I kept hearing all day, no more delay. The last statement of Revelation 10:6 said, there will be no more delay.
Now,
I believe it's the Lord.
Hey, in the mouth of two or more witnesses, it's confirmed. No more delay.
Yes.
Now, for someone that has said, you know, my friends are getting prophecies, I guess God's forgotten about me. I've never had a prophetic word. Yeah. What would you say to them?
As I was sitting back there, I was asking God the same question. I'm like, Lord, what would you have me share? Because I've thought of a few things. But he said to say this, and I'll address you guys right now. If you've never had a prophetic word, come before the Lord and say, God, what are you doing right now? What are you saying? Not necessarily, God, what's your will for my life, your plan for my life? What are you doing? Because, Lord, I want to get involved in what you're doing. And the Lord is actually inviting you. Yes, he's summoning you, saying, come before me and say, God, what are you doing? How are you moving? What have you put inside of me that when it's stewarded well, when I activate it, when I put my hand to the plow, when I do something? Because the Lord is saying right now, no more delay. One of the key things that will break delay in your life is actually do. But there's a lot of words where they demand not only our prayer, but they demand our participation. And that's perhaps the greatest strategy we need right now, is to participate, to do, to act, to get involved in what God is doing right now.
Now, when we return, Cindy Jacobs tells us what God is saying to her and the top prophets throughout the world. I mean, amazing insights for 2019. Stay with us.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get the 2019 Prophetic Outlook Package, which includes the book Prophetic Words for 2019 and this exclusive three-part audio CD set, Aligning Yourself with God's Prophetic Outlook, which is jam-packed with prophecy from Cindy Jacobs, Larry Sparks, and Hank Kuhneman. This is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9597. Through this powerful book, you will hear from 17 dynamic prophets of our time, including James Gall, Bill Hammond, Lana Vosser, Patricia King, Robert Henderson, Adam Thompson, Rich Vera, and so many more. Don't miss out on getting the 2019 Prophetic Outlook Package, which includes the book Prophetic Words for 2019 and this exclusive three-part audio CD set, Aligning Yourself with God's Prophetic Outlook, which is jam-packed with prophecy from Cindy Jacobs, Larry Sparks, and Hank Kuhneman. This is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9597. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9597 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Cindy Jacobs here. Most of you know her. She literally is a general in intercession and prophecy. And Cindy, every year you have a group of prophets, really not just from the United States, from the whole world. I would love to know what is really coming to the surface for this year.
Well, you know, Sid, for the church, we are coming to a place where I feel God, and many felt that God is going to tip the bowls of heaven, all the prayers. In other words, people have prayed for their loved ones, and, you know, the power of God is going to visit, and extreme subtleties, extreme visitations. In other words, literally, the kind that just arrests you in your path. All of a sudden, you have prayed for years for your child. Bam, they turn. Or you have been wanting to be able to have that TV show, and it comes. By the way, there's someone just watching that right now you have been trying to get on television, and the Lord is just saying that door is opening to you. Someone else has been wanting to buy a home. You've been frustrated. There's a suddenly coming for you. There's suddenlies. And in fact, this has been a word for the past 3 years. Said that this whole group of prophets come. We've been giving words, of course, about miracles, but now it's like in the glory. The Lord kept saying, in the glory, I'm getting ready to manifest my power. And that God never stopped being a creator. And this is what we're going to see. I mean, we're going to see legs grow where there's no legs, eyes form.
You know what my vision is?
What?
I want to go into Hadassah or one of the Israeli hospitals.
Yeah.
With the soldiers, Jews and Arabs that are missing limbs.
Ooh.
And I want to bring a camera in there. Can you picture this? And the arms are going to grow out.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm sick and tired of bad news. I want good news.
Tell you, Sid, it's like you were right there with us, that same Holy Spirit.
Right.
Oh, listen, I'm feeling the anointing of God for healing.
Well, go for it, Cindy.
Holy Spirit, I thank you. You've never stopped being the creator. So, Creator, I thank you right now for creating new eyes, particularly. I see people that have been blind. I see someone, you have no pupils, the Lord forming pupils for you. I see someone, cataracts are disappearing, glaucoma's disappearing. I see someone else that you needed hip replacement. You're feeling fire in your hips, and the Lord is creating new kidneys, new bladders, new stomachs. I mean, it's the new.
What is 2019 mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, 2019, if you look at the numbers, you know, and you begin to study about it, it means birthing. God is birthing such a new thing. It's like a child in the womb. When I carried my children, you know, we didn't have 4D, you know, sonograms. I couldn't imagine what that child looked like, but I felt it inside me. I felt my children. And that's like what's going on with you, Sid, and so many people in the world. We feel that baby kicking. You know, we feel something. Listen, God is getting ready to do such new things for you. If you are watching this show and you are feeling hopeless, I want to tell you, shake it off. God is getting ready to do things for you that you cannot imagine. God is doing something. And those of you who've never had a prophetic word, I want to say to you, there are some people watching, you have begged God to give you a word. And I feel like the Lord is saying to you right now, I am trying to tell you I am real. And there's people watching this show, and you said, God, if you are real, I want you to talk to me today. Well, God is talking to you, and He's saying, I am not only real, I have come to transform your life and give you miracles. Lord, give miracles to those who have never had a prophetic word. Financial miracles, miracles in their family, miracles, you know, in their careers. God wants to show you how much He loves you. Don't let Satan steal your joy. Okay, you make a decision, whatever comes, you're going to look at your friends or husbands or whoever, and you're going to say, no, Satan's trying to ruin, to steal our joy. That is a no. No way that is going to happen. That Satan has no business in my joy. We can't line up with the accuser. We've got to say what God says, Sid.
You know, we had a segment before this show in front of the audience, and Hank Kuhneman had the most amazing word about the future of President Trump and the wall. Let's take a look at it now.
And so I said, God, give me your heart and tell me what is taking place. I'm going to make it quick. He said, Hank, here is what is happening from heaven's perspective. And he took me to Exodus 14, verse 22 and verse 29 through 30. And here's what it was. Israel was shut in. They had mountains on either side of them. They had an enemy that was pursuing them. And they had the Red Sea in front of them. And fake news began to be formulated by the enemy, accusing the president, called Moses, of having an agenda that was trying to be bad for the people. You brought us out here, they said, to kill us because there wasn't enough graves in all of Egypt. And they thought that he was working alongside of a very leader that he used to work with. He worked with Pharaoh. There is a lot of stuff going on about Russia and trying to label this president and this administration with it. So here's what God did. What did God do? Again, we don't have a United States without immigration. We're all here. So this isn't an enemy against immigration. What did God do to unite a nation? He divided. He allowed division. And the Bible says in verse 22 and verse 29 that there was a right wall and there was a left wall. God created a wall. And here's what he did. Republican, Democrat, the Bible said he congealed the right wall and the left wall. In other words, God had his hand on them that stopped and caused there to be an influence that was of his hand. And God's hand is on this nation, on the right and the left, and he will get his wall built. And here's why. The Lord said to me on January 1st at our New Year's Eve service, he said, the wall that you think is dividing the United States, you're misreading the sign. It is not a sign of division. It is the sign that's going to unify you. And that's what happened in Exodus 14. The right wall, the left wall, they walked in on dry ground. What is that? Supernatural. God has a supernatural agenda for the United States and for President Trump, and we need to stop attacking it. Because God is trying to create, like he did with Israel in Exodus 14, a clear path for this nation and for your children and for a generation to come. Verse 30 says, that day, what day? The right wall, the left wall, the clear path, the drowning of the enemy, the stopping of an agenda of the enemy. It says that God that day saved Israel out of the hand of the enemy. And God is about to save this nation out of the hands of the enemy. And the Lord says this, listen to me very quickly. The Lord says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. For I, the Lord God, am speaking now to those who have stood in a place to oppose and to be divisive. My truth shall march on, and I shall trump the agenda of the donkey party, and I shall trump the pride of the elephant party, and I shall trump the stubborn mule team, and I shall cause my agenda to go forth, that this nation shall go forth, says the Spirit of God, in a new season that I have promised.
2019 is the beginning of a new era. It's a year to break delay. It's time to prepare for greatness. I want Cindy to pray and decree over you right now. Cindy?
I decree over you in the name of Jesus that you're going to have a healing anointing. I decree that you're going to see miracles. I decree you will have miracles. I decree you're going to have joy. The fruit of the Spirit of joy is going to manifest in your life. I decree that the enemy has been defeated. I decree that you are an overcomer. I decree that God is going to multiply through you this year.
Yeah.
Call now and get the 2019 Prophetic Outlook Package, which includes the book, Prophetic Words for 2019, and this exclusive three-part audio CD set, Aligning Yourself with God's Prophetic Outlook, which is jam-packed with prophecy from Cindy Jacobs, Larry Sparks, and Hank Kuhneman. This is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9597. Through this powerful book, you will hear from 17 dynamic prophets of our time, including James Gall, Bill Hammond, Lana Vosser, Patricia King, Robert Henderson, Adam Thompson, Rich Vera, and so many more. Don't miss out on getting the 2019 Prophetic Outlook Package, which includes the book, Prophetic Words for 2019, and this exclusive three-part audio CD set, Aligning Yourself with God's Prophetic Outlook, which is jam-packed with prophecy from Cindy Jacobs, Larry Sparks, and Hank Kuhneman. This is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9597. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9597 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Natasha Shidriva, and God has revealed a secret to me. If you need a miracle or want to minister in the miraculous, salvation, deliverance, healing, it is so simple. Don't miss the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth and learn this simple truth that causes miracles to happen. Join us.